Good morning, Paul Andrigo here with Toronto Real Estate Unfiltered. Today I've got the great opportunity of meeting with Lisa Laurito, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, and tell
perfect.
Me if I'm not.
Yeah, no, that was perfect.
I've got one of those last names where people have to practice.
I didn't know that yours was Indrigo.
Yeah, Indrigo, Indrigo, and whatever, Spanish, Italian, whatever gets the, whatever makes you feel comfortable, go
all
ahead
right.
and say it. I just say, yeah, sure. So I'm here with Lisa today, and she is a lawyer. She has her own law office, Laurito Law. And I'm here to sort of just find out a little bit more about what she does. And I want to introduce you guys to her because, again, you guys don't get to normally speak to a lawyer on a sort of a social level, because normally it's for something like real estate or wills or all the great stuff that Lisa does, and she'll tell you. But I want to make sure I sort of introduce you to the people. And as you guys know about me, I love talking about the stories behind the people. I love all the stories behind music. We've already talked about just in our pre-podcast interview about how we've got some common backgrounds in terms of music and really interesting clients. But the most important thing I want to do is just sort of introduce you guys to Lisa and find out a little bit about, you know, you, Lisa, and again, where you came from, where you grew up, and what made you decide to do what you do now.
Okay, that's awesome. Thanks, Paul. So just a bit of background about me so I don't bore all of the listeners. I grew up in Toronto. I actually started out in criminal law. I moved to Frankfurt, Germany. I practiced at a very big firm there for a while. I came back here. I started my own firm. And primarily, I practice real estate, wills, and estates law. I've had my own firm now for 14 years. And I think that the biggest, most important part about my firm is just being part of the community and giving back to my community. And I think that that means a lot to me. That's me in a nutshell.
Okay, wonderful. So what I want to do is make sure and sort of, and this is part of these podcasts, is I don't like them to go into, again, very specifics, because, of course, I want people to meet you and hear it from you directly. But the reason I'm here as well is because, of course, on a real estate level, I will, you know, I'm working with you on that. And I want to basically make sure people know what it is they need to know, good, bad, and ugly, and even going as far as the sort of my favorite question to ask is, what are the top five mistakes that, you know, buyers, maybe sellers, new construction, because we talked a little bit about that, and even not the top five, but just the ones that you're familiar with, and how would you, you know, what would you possibly say to someone who's in the process of buying and selling, and how they would best connect with you? Because there's no, even at real estate school, when we're training, there's no sort of guideline as to, you know, this is a question that you must ask. Obviously, we are told not to give accounting advice, not to give legal advice, not to give financial or environmental advice. But I want to make sure when I do send them to you for a certain question or matter, that it's the right thing to do. So is there anything off the top of your head that you would say if the buyer, of course, is listening, and they might be right now?
So one of the first things I would say is it's important to connect with your real estate agent, because that's the first point of contact. And you need to have a level of comfort with them. You also need to make sure that you've been explained the entire contract, especially when it comes to condominiums. I often find that clients who are buying condominiums don't really understand what their rights are, what it means to look at a status certificate. A status certificate is definitely more than the first five pages that we receive in the package. I think it's really important that, you know, you as a purchaser that are buying the biggest asset of your life understands exactly what you're getting yourself into. So I think it's really important to surround yourself with a good team of people that have your back.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, because, again, I've even had the opportunity, I was telling you as well, I've had the opportunity of meeting clients that were podcast listeners for a number of months, perhaps. I started this thing way back in March of last year, and people have been listening sometimes to the, you know, the back episodes and some of the new ones, and all of a sudden they'll have a question come up, and of course, the questions about real estate, I'm always happy to answer, and you guys know that you can always contact me about that. But when it comes to the other questions, questions that I can't answer. For example, about, you know, I've got, I live in a condo and there's a certain issue going on in the building. You know, what do I need to know about if I'm selling? What do I need to know about if I'm buying in that building? Because of course, you know, either could apply. You know, Lisa obviously is, you know, someone who's there to help you guys with that kind of stuff, to make sure that you, you know, make sure that you guys understand that and get it right. Okay, and the next thing I wanted to ask you, Lisa, is about the fact that I know that you do wills and estates as well. So I'm curious about, because I know other people have asked me and I never had the answer about this. Tell us a little bit about the wills and estates process, if you can, and when's the right time for someone to get a will done, to make sure that, you know, the people who are listening have an idea of when a good time is to do one.
Okay, perfect. So thanks, Paul. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because oftentimes I'll speak with people and they'll tell me that they have nothing and they don't really need a will. But quite honestly, I assure you, everybody has something. If you own a car, even if you live in an apartment and you don't own property yet, it's really important for everyone to have a will so that not only when you pass away will people know what your intentions are, but it also makes your passing a lot easier for the people that you leave behind so that somebody can actually deal with your estate and with your things. If you're buying or selling houses, it's also important to make sure that you update your wills, especially if you have children. Anybody with children should have a will so that you name a guardian, so that if, God forbid, something happens to you and your spouse, there is somebody that will be able to take care of your children. So, I mean, you know, there are certain milestones in life that would warrant a will. Perhaps you think maybe more than other times, but I really just think that having your affairs in order on an ongoing basis is really a person's responsibility. So I'm definitely a huge advocate, not because I draft wills and because I take care of estates, but because I think it's important.
You know what? I think that's a great summary. And of course, it's enough information for people to know that when they're getting in the process, especially with me, of buying and selling, however, you know, whatever stage of life they're at, because I'll deal with on a given day a first time buyer, and on another day I'll deal with a fifth time buyer, if that's a thing, or a third time seller. And obviously, I can't get too much into their personal life. It's not really, they don't have to tell me anything aside from their financing and their deposit situation. So this conversation is a really good one to have with Lisa. You don't even have to tell me, because again, I don't have to know, but I think this is one of those things where, and I saw your book, by the way, when I came in, and I want you to mention that, because health and wealth, weirdly enough, a lot of my promotion has to do with focusing on, you know, making, you know, adding to your life in terms of health, in terms of happiness, and in terms of wealth. So I kind of cover some of those topics as well. But if you wouldn't mind, tell me about the book.
Yeah,
if that's
so
okay.
We've done a couple of books.
Yeah.
The first book we did was just a children's book. So if you grab it, you'll just see there's just a few pages. It's really just for kids.
Okay.
I did it with a friend of mine, and it just talks about,
wow,
you know,
yeah,
making sure,
okay,
that you save for the future. But then the other cool project that we worked on is we did a coloring book for adults. So there's a word search, there's Sudoku, there's coloring pages. And then our latest edition is, I'll give you one of these.
Okay, great.
Have a flashlight, Paul.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
So, okay. Yeah, we just try to do fun stuff for our clients and, like, stuff to give away. And it's just fun just keeping everybody in the loop and just making sure that you know, people are comfortable to just reach out with us, reach out to us and just feel that they know that even if they have questions or they aren't sure about something, my door is always open. I'm always happy to talk to people, you know. And that's really where we stand. I stand here. So,
you know what, Lisa? I think, again, this has been a wonderful, for me, experience. We haven't met before today,
no.
But the fact is, you know, you sort of jumped right into this and, you know, made this very painless for not just for me, but I'm sure for those listening. So to explain these very complicated terms in a very simple way is the true sign. When someone knows something, they can take a very complicated idea and or theory and summarize it into something people can digest. To me, that's the sign that someone knows what they're talking about, and it's obvious that you do. So let the people know as well, what's the best way for them to reach you if they have any questions, if they want to connect with you, to make sure that they do it right? What's the best way?
Yeah, so anybody who's looking for me can certainly go onto my website. We have a lot of really good information. I publish a lot of articles on many different subjects, so you could always do a quick search if you're just looking for an answer that way. You can also reach out to me on my website. There's a sheet that can be filled out, and you can find me at laredolaw.ca. And, you know, for those people who aren't that into technology, and I sort of sit on the fence with that one, you can just give me a call. So you can call me at 416-727-2704.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for everything. Thanks, Lisa.
This
really
has been
appreciate
awesome.
Having me at your office. And again, definitely get in touch with Lisa if you have got any questions about either real estate or wills and estates. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.